What are your objectives should you win the seat of governor? And what do you see as the biggest issues affecting the state?
Well, I mean, there's some critical issues out there, and you always start with public education. I think it's key that public education is key, that if we're going to have the economies create the jobs we want in the future, the types of jobs our people need and deserve, we got to be looked at as a world-class education system from preschool all the way through post-secondary education. Murray State University plays a critical role in this region in training and educating the workforce of the future. Our Kentucky Community Technical College system plays that same role of making sure we have a qualified workforce out there that is highly skilled, highly trained. Investment in infrastructure is going to continue to be key with me. I think that we've got to have a 21st century infrastructure in place, not only maintaining what we already have, but roads and bridges, water and sewer, making sure those are up to par and can handle what we need for the future, river ports, regional airports. A strong railway system in Kentucky is going to continue to be important. There's no question about that. We've got an opportunity to continue with workforce development in Kentucky to make sure that we build this infrastructure, to make sure it relates to public education, and to make sure that we have that trained, skilled workforce for the future. Here we sit today, our number one export industry in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's not tobacco, it's not coal, it's not cars, and not bourbon. Our number one export industry in the Commonwealth of Kentucky is the aerospace industry. The aerospace industry ranks only second to Washington State and the pieces and parts we build in Kentucky to build airplanes and rockets around the world, an $11.7 billion export industry. Here we sit with an industry that's going to need 350 to 500,000 employees over the next 15 to 20 years, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, GE, to name a few. Well, where are they going to locate? Well, I think they're going to locate wherever that workforce is being trained, and they're being trained here in Kentucky at our universities, at our community technical colleges. We got the greatest workforce in the world. And when you look at places like the Space Science Center at Morehead State University, one of five programs in the whole U.S., graduating those individuals with master degrees in aerospace engineering, the aviation school at Eastern Kentucky University, the pilots that's going to be needed, a place in Lexington called Space Tango that's doing unbelievable research and development, sending satellites on the rockets, SpaceX or NASA, with research in it with cancer cells and chemo medicine, to the Exo Medicine Lab on the International Space Station to see how the cancer medicine reacts to the cancer cells at zero gravity. I mean, that's the 21st century economy I'm talking about. That is the 21st century workforce that I think we have to have. But that is the area, that is the vision, that is the agenda I think we have to have for rural Kentucky. Our people need good jobs. Our people need hope and opportunity throughout Kentucky, but especially in areas where we see our economy struggling, where we see people losing jobs and having to move, and depopulation of our regions, that has to end. That's the reason the Rocky Adkins administration as governor will bring Frankfort, Kentucky to West Kentucky to work on the ground and in the trenches to see how we can rebuild economies in a 21st century economy with a 21st century workforce. I think we can make that happen.
You've described yourself as a very moderate, middle-of-the-road, common-sense Democrat. Can you elaborate on what this means?
It's who I am. You know, where I'm from, it's how I was raised, that common sense usually gets best results, and I think we're away from that right now. I think we've got very radical views from this administration, this governor, when it comes to public education, when you talk about charter schools and trying to create privatized public education, I think's wrong. When you look at how this governor has tried to privatize public pensions, I think he's wrong on that issue. I think public pensions, a promise made, is a promise that must be kept to our school teachers and our public employees, and try to break that inviolable contract is completely wrong. I think this governor has been very radical on his agenda when it comes to working families, passing legislation that I believe has driven down the wages of hardworking people, people that get up every day and grab a dinner bucket and a hard hat and a pair of steel-toed shoes. They go out and work hard. The legislation, in my opinion, is not good for working families across Kentucky. When it comes to health care, I think this governor trying to take 100,000 people off of health care is wrong. These are people working two and three jobs a day. I sit here as a 23-year cancer survivor today. I understand the importance of health care, quality health care, at the end of the day, if we're not looked at as a state that has strong public education and has quality health care, it's going to be hard for us to compete in the global economy when we're trying to get jobs to come to West Kentucky or come to rural parts of Kentucky or any part of Kentucky. But the other part about the health care issue that's not talked about is the impact that the health care industry has on our communities across Kentucky. Thousands of people work in the healthcare industry, whether they're a nurse or a physician assistant or a doctor or everything else in between. Those who work in the healthcare industry really has been, in many of our communities across Kentucky, the only economic growth we've seen, whether it's been capital construction or the hiring of new employees. I have always tried my whole life, whether it was playing point guard for Morehead State University, to get the ball down the floor and do it in a common sense way. Our campaign is about trying to bring common sense back to the Commonwealth, to make government work again across communities. Let me just say this. You know, I'm one that believes that the best ideas don't come out of Frankfort, Kentucky or Washington, D.C. The best ideas come from the local level, local people who work in this community and others, in West Kentucky to East Kentucky and all points in between. That's where the best ideas come. And a Rocky Adkins administration, if I become governor, will be that kind of governor. We'll bring Frankfort to Mary, Kentucky, and to West Kentucky, and to the river counties. We will bring Frankfort to a place where many people feel like that Frankfort has forgotten about them, like many do in eastern Kentucky and many do in western Kentucky. So it would be my goal as a governor to make government work in areas where they think they've been forgotten, to make Frankfort, their state government, where they pay their taxes, work in communities and listen to communities and try to build the ideas that local communities have and take those to Frankfort and try to make them happen. That's the common sense I'd like to see back in our state government, and that's the common sense I'd like to bring back to this Commonwealth.
People looking at their options for governor in 2019, they see Map Evan on the Republican side. But before the general, there's a primary. What sets you apart from Attorney General Andy Beshear and potentially other candidates who might enter?
Number one, without question, I have the experience and the proven leadership. I've been there in the trenches. I understand what needs to happen to make government work for people across Kentucky and to make government work again for communities across Kentucky. I think the other thing that sets me apart, I have the ability to work across party aisles. I have proven that as majority leader of the House, and I have proven that as the Democratic leader. When I disagree, you know, I express that. I am the loyal opposition when I need to be, but I am the person that can reach across party aisles, as I did with that piece of legislation, Kentucky's Energy Independence National Leadership Act. The other thing I think that sets me apart is that I believe that I'm that candidate that people can connect with. I am that candidate that's proven time and time again that when it comes to policy issues, that I believe I know the policy issues that it takes to move Kentucky forward. But the last thing that I'd like to say is I believe I'm the Democrat that can win in November. I think I'm the Democrat that can win back Democrats that we've been losing in rural Kentucky, eastern and western Kentucky, Democrats that have been voting Republican. I think I am that Democrat that can build that bridge to win in November. So what sets me apart is I'm the Democrat that can win in November because I can not only run well in rural Kentucky, I'll run well in all parts of Kentucky.
This part of the state saw two House seats flip Republican, and Republicans elected in 2016 kept their seats with a red wall rather than a blue wave. How do Democrats come back from their losses?
Well, you know, even though West Kentucky didn't perform the way we wanted it to, there were certain areas of the state that did perform well. If you look at East Kentucky, we won back three seats that we lost in 2016 that we had lost. We won those back in this last election cycle. If you look in the suburban areas of Kentucky, you will see where we won some seats back, captured seats that we didn't think we might have a chance in the suburban areas of Kentucky. We did pick up two seats. We didn't do as well as we wanted to overall, but there were really some very bright spots. Even though we didn't achieve in some areas, we did in others during this election cycle. Did we do all we wanted needed to do? No, we didn't. But here's how we get back on the right track. We keep that energy that you saw during this last election cycle. We keep that energy of the education community, public employees, and working families. We keep that energy of engagement of people who had never been involved in a campaign before, who came out the first time. So how we continue that is in 2019. I entered this race to win it. I'm in it to win it. And it's going to be imperative going into November that there's a candidate that can win in November, and I am that candidate. So I would just tell you that the critical part of this is winning back the governor's office. And if we're able to win back this governor's office, then we can start on a path forward to do the things that we need to do to restructure, rebuild, continue to build the party, recruit quality candidates as we had in this last election cycle, and pick up that momentum that's needed going into 2020.
Will you align with or distance yourself from the National Democratic Party platform, which seems to have skewed more progressive?
Look, I don't read platforms. I really don't. I don't read platforms. I couldn't tell you what's on that platform. I'll be very honest with you. What I can tell you is that I am a Kentucky Democrat. Matter of fact, I'm a left-hand fork, a middle fork, Elliott County, Kentucky Democrat. The Democrat Party that I was built in was built on public education. It was built on the backs of working families. It was built on a party that stood up and fought for good wages. It stood up and fought to build the infrastructure of this nation that you and I still enjoy. It is a party that fought for certain programs like Social Security and some other things that people still enjoy today. You know, that's the Democrat Party I was built. I was raised in a Democrat Party with a grandfather that lived through the Great Depression, that ate soup beans 3 meals a day to stay alive. My dad said, Rocky, we didn't know we were poor because everybody else was poor. That's the Democrat Party. My grandfather, finally, after working way before daylight to way after dark to try to feed his family, a guy who worked like a barred mule, a guy who was an old fox hunter that, you know, would give you the shirt off of his back, a guy who finally was able to join a laborers union and work up in Fairborn, Ohio, come home on the weekends and have enough money in his pocket from good wages to finally feed his family and put a roof over his head, and then after time was able to retire with a pension and benefits. That's the Democrat Party I belong to, and that's the Democrat Party I'm going to fight for.